This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, some somber news from NBC about Matt Lauer, and the details that just keep coming out are just frankly unbelievable, I guess. That's what I can say. It's just, wow, out of control. Hey, coming up in this hour, we're going to chat with my pal Sylvia Stern. She's an awesome, awesome poet. If you like poetry, you've got to get one of her books. It's called, they're a song, let me tell you. And we're going to talk to her about her latest creation, which I find fascinating. She talks about, in her poems, she talks about the stars and the moon and all the good things about looking up, I think, and there's no question, dancing with the moon and the stars. So that's coming up in a few here on ATN. All right, before we get there, how about the stock market? You want some good news first? Stock market, soar, 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 baby. So if you have a 401k or, you know, I'm not a stockbroker, but I always say it's good to be diversified. The Dow went up 103 points. And it's close to a record, so it is a record. The U.S. economy picking up steam, 3% over the last two quarters, and that's good news. And, you know, if you look at the economy, with the all-time high closing on Wednesday, there's a lot of momentum. You could ask any stockbroker about that. The Commerce Department released its second read on the third quarter, the GDP, which showed the economy expanded at an annualized rate of 3.3%. That number matches estimates and surpassed an initial read of 3.1. So that's good. So there's some good news for you, especially for those of you who are whittling away some money for retirement, hopefully, right? All right, so now let's get into these other stories that are just, again, sad and unbelievable. The Matt Lauer stuff, I mean, I shouldn't say it's unbelievable. It's just very, very sad. So he'd been with NBC for 20 years, and now you have multiple people that are coming out and saying that they're accusing him of some pretty horrific things. And you've got management saying that they weren't aware. They had no idea. You have a coworker saying that he gave her a sex toy. You have another one that says he pulled down his pants. I mean, I hate to be so descriptive, but this is what it is, right? So we're not hiding behind words, and this is out there everywhere. They say the worst is yet to come, and that he used, you know, he just really harassed a lot of people. Megyn Kelly, when she was asked about it, said she heard rumors. And then you had his coworker, Savannah Guthrie, saying she was heartbroken and, oh, boy, oh, boy. And a staffer came forward and said she was assaulted during the Olympics, allegedly. So, boy, NBC just immediately just bounced him. And this guy was making a ton of money. Just bounced him out. Boom. That's it. All right, let's dig around in Washington here for a second. How about this? You know, we've been hearing about the testimony, what's going to happen with Flynn, and the latest we have there, to keep you up to date on it, because we'd like to do that here on ATN, is that special counsel Robert Mueller's team has postponed a highly anticipated, of course, grand jury testimony linked to the investigation into Michael Flynn, because there's a lot of indications of a possible plea deal. There were other witnesses that were expected to be questioned pretty soon, including a public relations consultant hired by Flynn's lobbying firm. So now it seems like time is of the essence. And the grand jury testimony was postponed with no reason given. There could be many reasons for a delay. Of course, we know that. But you are thinking in your head, and I was thinking this plea bargain, right? Plea bargain, probably. Interviews conducted by the special counsel investigators have included a question about the business dealings of Flynn and his son, such as their firm's reporting of income from work overseas. So there's something there. And what the specifics of it, what we may hear of this plea bargain, and maybe it's not a plea bargain, I'm saying it could be, but it smells like it, feels like it, trust me, being around lawyers, this seems like it. Maybe it's not. Nukes and North Korea. We certainly couldn't talk about that like we did in the first hour and not talk about it again. All this boasting, all this stuff that's really going on, can North Korea really hit the East Coast? Can they really nuke D.C.? And that's a question you throw to the experts. What do scientists say? What do missile experts say? Can Kim Jong-un really hit the U.S.? Because he's claiming it. He's claiming that an intercontinental ballistic missile that's capable of reaching 8,100 miles, the longest distance the North has achieved during the years of development, right? That's D.C., they say, is about 6,800 miles away, so that's within range. That is scary if that's real. It is. The South Korean government estimates that Pyongyang is a year away from the total accomplishment of that with the warhead, etc. And you see what's going on here. And I think I've said this already in talking to experts. It's more than rhetoric, okay? So we're beyond that. So what do you do? What's the answer? Let me know what you think the answer is. Send it to me at americatonight.net. Click on contact. We're going to start an unofficial poll. What would you do in this situation with Kim Jong-un? What should President Bush do in this situation? What should he do? There's the big question for you, right? The other big question is what's going to happen on this tax showdown, and I think it's going to get really ugly. Obviously, it's ugly between the Democrats and the Republicans, but that's nothing new because they're on opposite sides of this. The Democrats are certainly seeing red, if you will, when it comes to elements of the tax, the proposed tax overhaul. I'll just call it an overhaul. It's not an overhaul. It's a bill. And I went through it in the first hour where I talked about, okay, this trigger situation and is it equitable and why are there are Republicans who are saying that they can't vote for that. So are we going back to ground zero with it? Are we including triggers in it? Is there even enough votes for it? Nothing but questions serving up here on America Tonight for this. Just nothing. Because you still, I mean, Republicans are even polarizing among themselves. So will this go through? Went through a committee. Through a committee in a whole chamber is a different thing. Now they voted for the floor debate, so we're going to see days of floor debate. And by the end of the week, we may have the answer to that. All right, I want to give you some good news. We need some more good news. How about this? The only supermoon of 2017 will appear on Sunday night. They say bigger and brighter than a typical full moon. Supermoon was coined back in the 70s by an astrologer. And a supermoon can appear as, check this out, as big as 14% rather and 30% brighter when a full moon is at its farthest distance from the Earth. How cool is that? I've seen one before. It's been a long time, though. The astronomical, that's not astronomical. It is astronomical. It is, I'm going to use that word. The term for a supermoon is a perigee Sinji, and I think it's Sinji. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. They say it's when the sun, moon, and earth are all aligned in a straight line. If I said that word incorrectly, I apologize to anybody who knows how to pronounce it correctly. I think I said it right, though. Clear skies in the east. You may see it in New England for all of our fans listening there in the Midwest and the Rockies and the Northwest. All right, stay with us. More to come on ATN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling depending on how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Cyber Monday, tis the time to announce a great giveaway we're doing here thanks to Delta Vacations and DK Travel. So check this out. Yes, it's the gift of travel. There's going to be one grand prize trip, a Delta Vacation package trip for two. Winners will get either a $3,000 voucher for a trip to Ireland or Italy or London, or $2,200 voucher for a trip to New York, depending on what trip is awarded. It'll cover airfare and hotel accommodations. Woohoo! Yeah, how about that? And they'll get a $100 gift card, a branded item from Delta Vacations, and a DK Eyewitness travel guide for the destination that they will be visiting. So, if you go to the link that I'm about to give you, and I'm going to try to say this more and more because America Tonight is involved in this. TravelWithDK.com, TravelWithDK.com, and it is the gift of travel promotions. You'll see it, and you choose a destination, and, of course, now we're on London, but you can enter the other ones, too. So New York was 2 weeks ago, Ireland and London. You're eligible for all of those. You just fill it out. They're not going to spam you to death or anything weird like that. And plus, if you're the fifth person right now to send me, if I don't care when you're listening to this, you could be listening to a replay, you could be listening to it. I know a lot of people download it when they're on the train back east in the morning because you're in bed sleeping right now. Or you're listening to us on the fabulous West Coast in Palm Springs or wherever. You whenever you hear this, because if whoever the fifth person is on this one anyway, you'll win a copy of the book about London. So London Bridge is not falling down. In fact, it's doing well. So the DK Eyewitness Travel book will be yours. It's a guide that shows you what others only tell you. And it is very, Very, very cool. So travelwithdk.com. Travelwithdk.com. It'll take you to the place where you need to be. And I know I heard a jet somewhere in the background. Wasn't there a jet? Oh, put me on that jet. I want to go to all those locations. We took this show to Ireland. It was incredible. I'm desperate to go back. And London and New York and, of course, Italy. How cool would that be? And someone will win. Who? I don't know. But someone's going to win for sure. And maybe you'll be a winner of at least the book anyway. And if you enter, you have a chance to hit up one of those locations. And I just went to it, too. And it's super easy to fill it out. So they're not asking for your blood type and all this other ridiculous stuff. It's pretty easy. It's cool, too. They show you what the things that you wouldn't normally see. So you're just putting in the usual stuff, you know, your name, blah, 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 and your city and that kind of stuff. And then they'll have the drawing. And I have a good feeling about this. This could be our big winner. So nobody's winning the Nail the Score promotion, but you could win something very cool from Delta Vacations or DK Travel. So there you go. Andy, I don't know about you, but doesn't it sound good to get away to one of those spots?
Definitely. I think I would probably go to Prague, which seems to be one of the choices.
Prague?
Yeah.
Oh, so Prague would be good. I didn't see that there. I see that the ones we have are London and Italy and all those places I mentioned, but isn't that interesting? Prague is a cool place, definitely. And I mean, any of those spots would be good, but London is this week is what they're really talking about. So Big Ben, Parliament Square, the London Eye, walking across the Tower Bridge.
I'm okay with that, too.
I am, too. I'm ready. They have those apps, too, where you can walk around and catch the history. And that's what I like about the whole Europe thing. And because I grew up in Philly, and so we had the American history there. I'm such a big fan of history and culture and understanding it all anyway. So there you go. Jump on it. And we're going to be doing that for the next couple of weeks. And so if you've heard me before, listen for it again. And if you, like I said, no matter what time of day you're hearing that, you can certainly go there and hit up the link. So do it and do it often because that would probably give you the chance to get in there and win. All right, let's kind of crisscross in a couple of different areas. You know, we've been talking about, like I said, that harassment stuff, because every day there's something else that comes out, you know, whatever it might be. But what's happening across the pond since I brought it up? You know, what's interesting, the Pope is in a Harry Caray spot because Pope Francis is kind of in this diplomatic squeeze. He's the first pope to visit Myanmar, and you know, what monks will say is that Buddhism is getting just ravaged. It's clearly under attack. So that puts him in a weird spot by going there. And he's the world's, as somebody said to me, though, he's the world's most high-profile Christian symbol you can possibly have. So he's going to be in this Buddhist country accused of some horrifying brutality against the Muslim minority that's there. So it's going to be a balancing act is what it's going to be. And it's what he's there to do. It's the humanitarian, diplomatic, religious questions, how to knock them down, all of that. I mean, that's, you know, even his own cardinal, I guess, advised him to steer clear of any of that, just to not have that message. But you know, this is not that kind of pope. He's the kind of pope that says and does what he believes. So I think you're not going to see that. And religion in that area, 89.9% Buddhist, so 45 million plus. And then Christians, it's like 3.2 million small. Islam, 1.2, you know, and you go from there, Hindi, etc. So that's going to dominate whatever he does. That's going to dominate those headlines there. And he's been this figurehead who That hasn't had to walk that tight line, honestly, that much, but he certainly will there. No question about it. So we move from the Pope to batteries, would you believe? Because we're always talking about technology and innovation on the show. Elon Musk said he was going to help solve an energy problem in Australia, a crisis, really. So Tesla has fully installed the world's largest lithium-ion battery in South Australia. They teamed up with a French renewable energy firm and the local government to install the battery, which Musk says will deliver. They'll deliver within 100 days of signing a contract, or it would be free. And the battery needs to be operational. That means by early December to meet that deadline. So how about that? They say they have just worked so hard to make this happen. There's been so many energy shortages there. So it would restore power generated by a wind farm in South Australia and release it during these high times of massive demand, which means South Australia would be big in renewable energy if they have that kind of battery storage. And they'd they'd have to be in the top five, because who else can boast of that? So South Australia's population, what would it be? Somebody asked me this question. What do you think the population is? And I think I shot kind of high. I think I said 2 million. It's 1.7 million. They say the people who suffer from power cuts and energy shortages. Like late last year, most of the state was left without power after a storm damaged transmission lines. And then there was another big blackout in February when there was the heat wave and the demand spiked. And so the outages there can last for a much longer time. It's not like someone drives down in a truck, poof, they fix it and you're sweating it out for an hour. No, some of these really last ridiculously long, and so it's dangerous. And that's why Tesla offered to be in the middle of this and build that battery for Australia. And of course, the more successful that is, the more people want the same thing. And imagine how big that would be for a lot of different places that could afford it anyway. What it would mean to them instead of having loss of control and scrambling around trying to meet the demands that are ridiculously high these days. I think Elon Musk is brilliant at that. What do people need, and how can I be innovative and provide that for him? He is that guy. All right, thanks so much to the dual tandem of Mackenzie Sutton and Andy, the lead dude, or one of them anyway, for me. I'm really trying to get his band on the map. Oh, and they are on the map, but even bigger. Besides his technical prowess, he's great on the stage as well. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Welcome to the show, Sylvia Stern, and she's got another terrific book. In fact, when I went to see my family, and the stars. And Sylvia, thanks so much, as always, for your patience and for joining us again on the show. We appreciate it.
Well, it's nice to be here again. Nice to talk with you, Kate.
You know, I mentioned this. I'm going to peel back the onion a little bit for people listening. I mentioned to Sylvia that my dad was a poet, and I really have a soft spot in my heart for poetry. I've tried to write it, and I'm okay at it. And I think Sylvia is excellent in the way she weaves her words and her thought patterns. And when you look at this book, one of the things that really jumped out to me for everybody listening is the fact that she talked about the moon, which has significance in my life, and I think many of yours. And also, some really interesting poetry around, and you definitely like the elements and about rain, etc. What was it in putting this particular book together versus the other one? What is the biggest difference for you?
Well, I tried to gear it down to a more childlike level, although I've been told that some of this is not really little kids, you know, it'll appeal to more of a little higher range of ages. And the cover of the book is perhaps a little babyish, more than it should be, because the poetry isn't for that young. But I think I try to get it down to a more childlike level since I was a grade school teacher, mainly second grade for a long time.
And you love and relate to the kids, I can tell. And we talked about that a little bit last time. When you coming up with the name for it, I'm always curious about that, Dancing with the Moon and the Stars. That has to be significant to you, right?
Well, you know, there's a poem in my other book, and then I'm dancing in the moonbeam in my adult book.
Mm-hmm.
And there is just, I have a love for fantasy. And in that book where I'm dancing in the moonbeam, and that's in the adult book. And so this one just kind of, it came from that, I suppose, dancing with the moon and the stars. Because I have one there where my feet were covered with stardust, and it's just the fantasy side of me. I like that, imagining something like that.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about that, and you talk about pulling that together, and this is what we talked about last time, and how you write a poem. Does it? What's your inspiration? Is obviously a lot of it has to do with outdoors, etc., and certain symbols. Was there something symbolic to you specifically, even about the moon?
Well, I don't know. You know, I think about the man on the moon, and you look for that face, and you look for the changes, and I'm a walker, and I walk at night in the dark. I walk in the morning before the sun comes up, and I'm looking at the moon when it's up in the sky, when the sun is taking it over. And I don't know if I can actually put that into words, but I really do enjoy things that happen in the sky. And that, to me, is the best video screen around, so...
Yeah, there was an Irish poet, I can't think of who it is off the top of my head. It might have even been the writer, James Joyce, who talked about you miss things when you don't look up. And boy, is that true for what you just said. In looking at stars or the moon or what's out there, certainly by not looking up. And I think sometimes in the world we live in now, people, technology, we pay so much attention to what's right in front of us and we're so hurried. I think it's sadly, and that's one of the things that I really enjoy about your poetry, is people aren't enjoying nature enough. Do you think so? You were a teacher, and then you retired, and you've seen what's happening around you. Do you feel like that?
Well, I'm a country girl, of course, but nature means a lot to me. And, I mean, as a kid, I was already walking outside in all season and all kinds of weather and all kinds of times of the day, and I continued that all my life. And I could walk on the same road, the same place, and I could discover different things and or just kind of block it out in the movement of walking outside. Whenever I can't think of ideas or I'm thinking of even for teaching, I'd get out on the road and go walking outside, and ideas would come to me. And it was just being outside and also I enjoy technology for all the things it can do for me, but that won't replace all the other things that are out there in our world that we need to be a part of.
Right, I agree with you. Where technology is great, but then the other side of it is if you're not paying attention to, like we were just saying, looking up and seeing what's around you. I think it's kind of the idea of what nature can do, how it can refresh us. And I think that you've tapped into that for sure, and we've been talking about that. For you, I believe, and I'm speaking for you, and I'll ask you this, but does nature kind of revive you, make you feel, I don't know, sort of alive?
Oh, my goodness, yes. If I'm feeling blue or tired or something, I get out and take a walk. I mean, it definitely refreshes and revives me. It does both, calms me down. Yes, I need to be outside walking. And I've even been walking I remember one time I was out walking and it was snowing. It was really miserable. And a police car stopped me and he said, he thought I was running from some situation. I said, no, I said, I know I look crazy walking out here, but I love this. This is beautiful. He stopped me 3 times. So that tells you how strange I am.
That's a great story that you got stopped.
Yeah, that was just half a mile from my house, and I was out there, and it was terrible outside, and I was enjoying it all. So I guess I'm a little strange.
Exactly. So, obviously, your friends have read it. People around you have read it. What do they say? Because I think a lot of times we can't see what's in front of us. And I think you are seriously, not just because we're doing this interview, but I mentioned my background. And I think you are very gifted, Sylvia. Do your friends, when you wrote your books, were your friends, I don't know, were they, I don't want to use the word impressed, but were they excited for you? And did they enjoy reading your poetry?
I have some that are, and then some who just are not interested in poetry. So I can't say that it was a universal thing, but I do have some that are, that I send my poetry to, and they collect them, and I send them email, and they copy them and print them up. And I have some that say, oh, whenever you send one, send it along. And then I have one friend that I send it to, and she will critique it and say, oh, I think you need to work on this a little more. And I, you know, I like that. So, and, but I wouldn't say all of my friends, because again, poetry is kind of a specialized interest, I guess.
I agree with you. We're speaking with Sylvia Stern, and we're talking about the book Dancing with the Moon and the Stars, her poetry. Of all the poems in that book, do you have a favorite among those?
Well, I remember you said you like the Cold Winter Moon,
yes,
because you have the book. I like the I want to live in a blue house. My blue house is one, and I don't know why, because it's a fantasy, and still it's not. Because sometimes I'd like to live in a blue house, and it, like it's in the country, and I'd have the clouds. My windows would be like the clouds, and or if I could taste the sky, that is a favorite, one of my favorites. Imagine tasting parts of the sky. Now that is really fantasy. You know, flavors would change with the weather, like clouds would taste of whipped vanilla cream, sun would taste of hot melted butter, and the moon would be a ball of cheese, of course, and it goes on. And I like that imagination there. And then there is one, if you're a bubblegum blower, that I think is good, because it tells all the steps on how to blow a bubblegum, which I'm not good at all. And then it says how you must stuff your mouth with gum, and saying anything will give you trouble. And the picture that goes along, the pictures were not drawn by me, but that illustrates it pretty well. Pink is a scrumptious color is another one that I like. And if you lived in the land of pink, and yeah, I like colors too. I love color.
You know what? It's interesting you say that, because that's exactly, you're describing that obviously. And I think people are attracted to certain colors. Why you're talking about the blue house, and it's a fantasy, and I'd like to live in a blue house. And I think there is something magical about it, and there's something that we're attracted to with colors. And don't you think that we all have sort of different colors?
Oh, yes. And I am a green. I like green very much, because I like green and growing. And I live here in northern Wisconsin, of course, and that season is not long enough for me. But, certain colors make you feel a different way. Just like in my adult poet book, I wrote about the different feelings that blue gave me, and red, and the different emotions that it brought out in a person, or can, you know. So,
yeah.
And then I wrote a lot of color poetry there.
Absolutely. Would you say that that poetry, is it a lost art yet, or not appreciated fully right now?
I say it's not appreciated fully right now. That I would say, yes.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, and you know, Sylvia, you know this, because obviously you taught, and it doesn't matter if people listening to us in the country in a small spot, or you're in an urban area, there used to be so many poetry readings, didn't there?
There is. In Appleton, there is still a group that gets together, and they have poetry. There is some poetry. And they have a person who has published a poetry book, and they lead them in poetry writing and practicing. They still do some of that, yes. And
yes.
Appleton is quite a bit bigger area. It's only 20 miles from here, and they do some of that.
Oh, well, that's good to know that for sure. Pick up the book, do it today, Dancing with the Moon and the Stars, Sylvia Stern. It's such a great read. It is not just for kids, but kids would certainly enjoy it. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. You can get it anywhere where books are sold, anywhere. Amazon is a great place to get it, too, as well. Sylvia, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You remember that old song, Carol Channing? I think was the first one to do it. But regardless, I know you've heard the song. I don't care if you're 15 or if you're 80. So I like diamonds. I know some of you certainly have been shopping for diamonds, some of you guys that listen to this show. But how about pure-grown diamonds? Have you heard about pure-grown diamonds? And what does that mean? I think there's a confusion about what it means. And what's interesting is diamond production is going through the roof. They're talking about where it will actually scale up to. So it's perfect to have TJ Walker on with us. He's a spokesperson for Pure Grown Diamonds. And TJ, I guess that's the first question. If I say that to someone, they're like, oh, so that means pure grown, you must grow them in a lab. Am I right? How does that work?
Yes, they're grown in a laboratory. You start with a diamond seed, which is made of pure carbon. Mm. It's put in a greenhouse. It grows for 9 to 12 weeks, and then you cut the diamond, you polish it, you mount it, and it can get on your finger or your ear. It takes about 9 months from concept until you're wearing it. Here's the thing that I didn't even realize until I started working with the company. But these are genuine diamonds. These are type 2A diamonds. Only 2% of all diamonds have that classification. So they're incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, you know, and when you, as what you just described, that process, what is the difference between a natural process, because that's going to be an obvious question, versus what you just described with the lab-grown process?
Well, there are a couple of big differences, but think of it this way. If someone gives you a beautiful lily or a beautiful rose, do you know if it was made in a greenhouse or in someone's backyard? They're both roses and lilies, and they can both be beautiful. So at some level, a diamond is a diamond. Now, there are some important differences. Number one, these are eco-grown, because the problem with mined diamonds, according to Frost and Sullivan, an international consulting firm, is there's 7 times the damage to the environment in a mined diamond. Think of mines and digging all the dirt, water, and air pollution. The other big issue, frankly, is all the social issues. Lab-grown diamonds are socially sustainable. A mined diamond, don't listen to me, listen to someone like Amnesty International. They've disclosed how so much of mined diamonds goes to fund civil wars, tyrants, child labor. Places like the Philippines, you have 11-year-olds forced to dive 60 feet deep with just a tube in their mouth, and kids die from this.
It's awful. And I think a lot of people saw, you know, if you saw the movie, what was it called, Blood Diamonds, that whole story. I mean, I know it's a movie, but it brought out a lot of what you're talking about, where some people weren't realizing what was going on with the mined diamonds.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people are asking themselves, especially millennials, if you're trying to, you know, put a spotlight on a major event in your life, starting a marriage with someone, for example, why not do that with something that symbolizes love and peacefulness and something good for the environment, instead of something that involved destruction to the environment and destruction to people? The third big difference between mined diamonds and lab-grown diamonds is lab-grown diamonds are typically 30% less expensive, 30 to even 40%. So if you're getting a typical sort of 1-carat engagement ring, a mined diamond might be $5,000. A lab-grown diamond is going to be more like $3,000. That's a couple thousand dollars more for a honeymoon or a down payment for a house or a car or any other big expense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's a big difference, because you think of the markup on mined diamonds. So here's another question some would ask, I would think. You know, my brother used to joke that he'd see some women with huge diamonds, and he said, you know, you could cut someone's cheek with that. But how durable are the lab-grown diamonds compared to the mined diamonds?
There is literally no difference, because, again, they're both genuine diamonds. It's 99.95% pure carbon. It's 99.9% devoid of nitrogen. If you take it to a jeweler or a gemologist and they look at it underneath one of those glass things, they cannot tell the difference. Again, think of it as someone brings you beautiful roses or beautiful lilies. Can you tell if it was grown in a greenhouse versus someone's backyard? Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. It's interesting, too, because I was sent some statistics on this, and there was a study, as you know, that was done by the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and they talk about, in this, the production of lab-grown diamonds, and they say it's going to scale up to 20 million carats by 2030. You mentioned millennials. Is that part of the reason why?
Yes. Increasingly these days, millennials really don't want to be associated with something that's wildly destructive to the environment the way mined diamonds are. They don't really want their money going directly or indirectly to support the tyrants, dictators, and child labor. So that's one of the huge attractions driving the increase in lab-grown diamonds and the pure-grown diamonds. The other factor, frankly, is just there's an increased world demand. People in China and the rest of the world see the United States, and they see old Elizabeth Taylor movies and new movies, too, and people like diamonds. And as earrings, et cetera.
Yeah. With the, you know, with the lab-grown diamonds, do you, is it still the same thing where I can shop, okay, it's already been grown, and I'm just shopping what kind of cut I want, what kind of clarity and color and what you would normally do with diamonds?
Sure. These come in brilliant and emerald cuts, princess cuts. They come in fancy pink, bright yellow, colorless, or white. And the best thing is to just go to a local jeweler you know and respect, and they, if they don't have pure-grown diamonds, they can get them for you. If you want to make sure before you start driving around town, you can always go to puregrowndiamonds.com and type in your address, and the website will tell you the closest jeweler to where you live that carries lab-grown and pure-grown diamonds.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. Have you ever, I think it'd be cool to see it go from the, to be in that lab, frankly, and to see it go from when it's being grown to the end product. I mean, that would be neat to watch that process. Have you seen the process?
I haven't, but again, we're talking about, the whole process is about 9 months long.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
process in the greenhouse is 9 to 12 weeks. So
wow.
The process is interesting. As far as looking at any one second, it's, it is a slow process.
Yeah, slow process, but it has to be really cool to see that. All right, we're going to get the show somewhere where we can get near the watching the diamonds grow. I think that would be a whole lot of fun. Do you have a favorite cut of diamond? Princess cut, right?
I have purchased princess cut and brilliant cut myself.
I know, it's so complicated. All right, a lot of fun. TJ, thanks so much, TJ Walker.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Wow, interesting talking to TJ about it. I know, I'm fascinated by this whole process. You heard me mention to him how I'd love to see the process from the very beginning. I mean, in my head, it's like planting carrots, it's like planting something in this lab, watching it grow, and then, as he said, the whole greenhouse part. I think the significance here is the key things he said. Younger people want nothing to do with the mined diamonds, and that means a lot of what Amnesty International did, that movie Blood Diamond, the awareness of what was happening really is starting to hit home with some people. And you talk about the demand for diamonds by 2030 to be 221 million carats. That's pretty big, and how much of that is we're talking about that's going to be grown is so interesting. And I think that this will just continue to ratchet up. I mean, I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger by comparison. And again, especially when you talk about the whole mine diamonds thing versus that very cool, very 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 cool thing of lab-grown diamonds that are exactly the same. So there's no difference whatsoever between the two. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.